welcome to the broadcast. The fight is on. The right and wrong engage today. Have your Bible ready. Today we continue our study in the subject of grace, and we're in the book of Proverbs. The Hebrew word translated grace is also translated favor, gracious, pleasant, and precious in the book of Proverbs. We're going to be looking at it. Before that, though, listen to this message and song. Maybe you're having some trials and some tribulations. We all are, but the grace of God can help you through day by day.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wise bestowment. I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord Himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me He made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, Your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within Your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land, till I reach the promised land.
We're looking at the subject of grace in the book of Proverbs, and the first time it appears is in Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 9, "For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Well, what's that all about? Grace unto your head. Well, in order to understand that, we have to look at the context, and we have to understand it's speaking metaphorically here. But in Proverbs 1 and verse 1, it says, "The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Now we have our verse. "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." Now, when it's talking about an ornament of grace, it's used metaphorically. For example, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4, it says the ornament, talking about the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Now, an ornament is a thing that is used to make something look more attractive. You just put up a Christmas tree here a month ago, and you put decorations all over it, all kinds of ornaments. Why? To make it look more attractive. If you just put the tree there and put nothing on it, it would be kind of bare. And if you were a Christian and we're not showing the grace of God, we're not very attractive. Now, it talks about the grace of God and chains about their neck. They used to wear these ornaments, almost chain-like. They're very thick. They wear them around their neck, hopefully, to make them appear better. Well, they could put on all the ornaments they wanted to. The same old person was underneath them all. And unless we have the ornament of grace where it's right out front, where everybody can see the grace of God in our lives, then we're just not doing the job we should be doing here as Christians. You see, when we got saved, if all we got saved for was to go to heaven, the Lord could have taken us there 1 or 2 seconds after we got saved. We're here to be a good example to people of what Christ can do for us. Now, in Deuteronomy 11 and 8, the Pharisees, they thought they were pretty good because they had on their ornaments. But it says here, "Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul." The next time we have the word is translated here in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 4. It is translated favor, and that's usually what grace means here. And it says there, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Now, to get that in its context, we need to go back to verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." Now, recently it was talking about the head. Now it's talking about the heart. "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." And so Proverbs 1:9, we have the head. But in Proverbs 3 and 4, we have the heart. Proverbs 23:7 says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Concerning the Pharisees, Jesus said, "This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Now, in the book of Proverbs 2:2, it says, "Apply thy heart to understanding." 2:10, "When wisdom entereth into thy heart." Proverbs 3:21, "Let thine heart keep my commandments." And I could read a lot more. I have 3 pages of notes here where we have the word heart in the book of Proverbs and what God says about the heart. If you'd like to have those notes, drop me a line at email at bobkirkland7@gmail.com. Now, in Proverbs 3 and 4, it says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Now, find favor. Noah found favor. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, John the Baptist, Paul. Did they find favor in the sight of man? Let's look at it. Noah, they laughed at him. They ridiculed him for about 120 years. Daniel, they threw him in a den of lions. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they threw them in the furnace. What about John the Baptist? They cut off his head. What about Paul? They beat him and they whipped him and they threw him in prison and finally cut his head off too. What does it mean here when it says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man"? Jesus said in Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." As the disciples were beginning a 3.5-year trek with the Lord in his ministry, he said, "Let's get it straight. Men are going to revile you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." But he said, "Blessed are ye when they do that." So he says here, you're going to find good understanding in the sight of God. Understand that. What about and man? Well, the context here, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 4, it says, "So shalt thou find favor." And that little word "so" refers back to something that has previously been mentioned. So we go back to verse 1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Now, what it means here, when the sight of man, is they are going to see it. It doesn't mean they're going to bless you and say, "Oh, we just favor you." No, they are going to see the favor that you have with God. They are going to understand that you understand things they don't understand, and they shall see it. Psalm 69:32 says, "The humble shall see this and be glad." Psalm 112:10 says, "The wicked shall see it and be grieved." We need to notice those little words, like the little word "so," Proverbs 3:4, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Proverbs 3:10, "So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine." And then in Proverbs 3:22, "So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace unto thy neck." The little word "so" is referring back to something that has been previously mentioned. And so the context, verse 13, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding." Verse 21, "My son, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep sound wisdom and discretion." Verse 22, "So shall they be life unto thy soul," that's the inward part, "and grace unto thy neck," that's the outward part. That's the ornament that God wants people to see when they see you. They want to see the grace of God in your life and in my life. The next time we find the word "grace" is in Proverbs 4 and verse number 9, and then in Proverbs 5 and verse number 19, it says, "Let her be as the loving hind and the pleasant roe." Now, that word "pleasant" is the same word that has been translated "grace" all through the Word of God. We're going to look at it in our next program. Be sure to tune in. In the meantime, let's listen to this message in song again. "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here." Listen carefully to the words of this song. It all has to do with the grace of God.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, It's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord Himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of His child and treasure, is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me He made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust Your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within Your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ere to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.